Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Australia will try and get it away, and they've got some space here. McGree plays it into the feet of Lecky. Lecky's one-on-one, gets to the edge of the box, cuts around, back to his left. Lecky strikes!
Yes!
Matthew Lecky has put the Socceroos in front! The path to the round of 16 becomes clearer for the green and gold.
There you have it. That happened at around about 1:35 this morning, up out of the couch, screaming and yelling, trying not to wake up the family. That Matt Lecky goal, which was enough to get Australia through to the round 16.
Knock the cat off your lap?
No, I did spill some
milk?
Smith's crisps. I do like salt and vinegar chips, so I did knock those over. But 10-second rule applied, so I got those off the floor before the dog. But anyway, let's move on. This man was involved in the 2014 World Cup and played alongside Matt Lecky. He's joining us now. Matt McKay, welcome to Sports Day.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Mate, what was going through your veins when you saw that this morning? Did you think, here we go, we've got this? Or were you, like, sitting on the end of your seat for the next 60 minutes?
Yeah, well, I was in bed, so I didn't have the sound. I didn't want to wake the wife. So I was watching on my phone, and I didn't realise Tunisia had scored. So once we scored our goal, I screamed, and then I turned the sound up. I couldn't care less what she thought, so... mate, brilliant. Lecky's is an absolute champion. He's he's been around a long time with the Socceroos now, and I think he matched the record now, 9 appearances at a World Cup for Australia. So him and Matty Ryan. So proud of the boys. They did a really good job there. After that first game, they really needed to go out and the blueprint was there from some other shock results, and they went out and they've worked hard and they thoroughly deserved the win.
Yeah, Matty Ryan, as you mentioned, he's been absolutely outstanding, hasn't he, Matty? And I've got to say, there's been a lot of critics in regards to Graham Arnold. A lot of people have piled on before this World Cup, after the first round against France, the 4-1 defeat. But something has changed within that group. What's impressed you the most with the way they've answered back in those last two games?
Yeah, I think the togetherness is evident. They didn't give up. They knew, everyone knew that the France game was going to be tough and the result wasn't great, but, that was to be expected against a team that's, top 10 in the world. So to bounce back, the togetherness, they've kept, the squad together. They've got boys that, are good to be around, good guys, and it's translated into a couple of really, really good performances because, they hadn't been there at the end of the qualification phase and Arnie was under a lot of pressure. But they stuck with him and he, obviously the Peru game with our grey wiggle and qualifying was an awesome feat in itself. So round of 16 is huge and obviously a little magician to play in that round of 16.
Our untrained eyes just thought, we just saw this better performance and they seem to be in the contest the whole way. But for you that's been there and done that and know a lot of the players and played with many, what was your take on it? What did they do specifically that was so much better than that first game in particular against France?
I think with the ball, we were a lot better. Our passing was a lot crisper. Yes, we didn't have the bulk of possession, no doubt. We were never going to. But we were a bit braver in how we played. We looked forward. You saw the goal. Obviously, Ryan McGree played it through to a good ball through to Lecky. But it was a ball from Harry Suter. He didn't just lump it forward. He had a good ball through midfield, cut out a lot of their players, and we'll be able to get on the half turn and go forward. So that's the kind of things that I see, that bit of composure in the ball. And it helps when you've got guys like Aaron Moy and Jackson Irvine in midfield and these experienced guys that you can see it starting to come together for the team. And And then you got that little bit of youth in there that, you know, they're kind of oblivious to the pressure, and you know, they've been able to produce two really good performances.
Yeah, it's a good point you make. Just the young players these days, they don't really feel the pressure. They love the big moments, don't they? Not much like when we were kids coming through, nervous in those big moments. But Martin Ball ruled out. He was a huge out for Australia, and many thought it would have a huge effect on our side. And but it's a touching moment, isn't it, seeing him so heavily involved in the celebrations. Graham Arnold making sure that he's involved in the team circles after the games, the last two wins.
Yeah, I was noted to say that he was a massive out for us, because he's, you know, he really helped us throughout the qualification phase ever since he's come in to the setup. But yeah, I'm delighted that he's in there. You can see he's really good at motivating and helping the boys. And I think that, like I said before, they're just, you know, a good bunch of guys, and they've got a good feeling. They want to work for each other. There's no egos in the team that are, you know, if they're not playing, they're actually supporting the starting 11, and that's not always the case. So they're together. They're all stuck in a hotel or in, you know, the Aspire Academy together. So they've got to know each other really well, and they don't go out. So that, you know, that they've been able to get that little bit of Australian spirit and fight for those results, which is awesome.
Matt, do you think that underdog status and underdog mentality help them? Because, you know, I guess it, almost in every game at this stage, we are underdogs, and
yeah,
quite
of
often
course.
Massive underdogs. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the Tunisia game, that was the one we had to win, and they were able to take care of that. No doubt underdogs against, you know, a team like Denmark, who had, you know, their captain, Christian Eriksen, plays at Manchester United, and, you know, a multitude of players that play through European league. So yeah, we're able to, I think, nullify them really well, and I don't think they had, you know, they might have the bulk of possession, but they weren't really many really really good opportunities for them. So it was a really good performance. We worked hard, and I think that's the blueprint of for us now, is being able to match that intensity, because Argentina are a step up in the intensity, the way they play. Yeah, obviously Messi as well. So it's one to, everyone's going to be up for that one. It's a better time for us than 2 a.m. You know, 6 a.m. the game's a lot better for everyone, so everyone will be up watching.
Matt, given the last time we made the round of 16 was 2006, and boy, didn't we have some cattle in that squad. Is this a better performance to be able to make the round of 16 than back then?
Yeah. I think we'd expect back then with the team that we had and the players there. I think this one surprised everyone. We're not expected to do anything. So that's why, and got the most win. Arnie's right, you know, they got 6 points, and, you know, our golden generation in 06 got four. But, you know, to get out of the groups, really, really special. It's a long time since we've done that. So, both very good teams.
Now, Lionel Messi, you said the little master, is, you know, arguably top five greatest players of all time, Matty. And, you know, to be able to try and nullify him, Lee Matthews, he is human. And Lee Matthews once famously said, if it bleeds, you can kill it. And he is human, Lionel Messi. So is it about nullifying Messi, or is it about more nullifying the people that are around him?
Oh, a bit of both. He is human. He missed a penalty this morning, so he's an incredible player. He's had a really good career, and this is his last chance. So but they're an extremely good side, across the park, front to back, very impressive, and obviously one of the favourites for the tournament as well. So it was a shock seeing what Saudi did to him in the first game, but they bounced back well against two really good teams, and we'll have to be, you know, I'm sure Arnie will do his work, but Messi's obviously going to be a focal point for them, and we've got to be able to deal with it. But it won't be one person man marketing, but it'll take a lot of effort from everyone to be prepared. It's more if he has time on the ball, then we've got to be prepared for a pass, or or his dribbling ability. You know, but if we can, you need to put pressure on him, and it needs to be constant. You know, any little moment he can change a game. So, yeah, I'm really want to see how the boys challenge themselves, and I'm sure they'll be right up for it.
Yeah, and an incredible stat that Woogie, who's with us, gave us this afternoon, which may or may not be true, that Denmark had 60% possession. If that's the case with Argentina, we're not going to be much of a chance, are we, if we give them that much ball?
Yeah, I think Denmark were kind of ran out of ideas in the front third. I don't think that will be the case with Argentina. I think they'll keep pounding the door down and trying to find different ways. I think, it was a bit too one-dimensional from Denmark. So, they had 680 passes Denmark to our 300. So, yeah, it'll probably be a similar kind of stats, but... Yeah, we can deal with it. We can absorb it, and like you saw, we can set up for the break. You know, all we need is them to overcommit and a couple of good passes, and then we're through the other way. So, that could be a scenario again.
Hey, just before you go, we're just starting a petition here that we believe top 16 at a World Cup should automatically qualify for the next World Cup. What do you think?
I'd love that. That'd be awesome. Take a lot of pressure off the guys through qualification. So,
right, I'm on it. Former Socceroo. Thanks, mate.
How do we get that past FIFA? Yeah. I don't want ideas.
Yeah. Hey, how did Qatar get to host
know.
It?
You'll need a bucket good. Load of cash.
Oh, allegedly. Matt McKay, listen, do your missus a favour, mate. Go down to the lounge room for Sunday morning's game. Against Argentina. Don't wake her up, mate. It's going to be...
That's lazy, isn't it?
It is.
Just grab the remote.
That's lazy.
Yeah. Oh, and I bet you Matt McKay's got one of those massive screens that comes out of the ceiling and just sinks right down in front. No doubt about that. All right, mate. Listen,
I'll head down to the cinema.
Right. Which one? Cinema one or two? 59 appearances for the Socceroos. Of course, you played in the 2014 World Cup. We appreciate your time tonight on Sports Day. And go the Socceroos. Go the Aussies on Sunday morning against Argentina. Beauty, mate.
Beauty. Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, Matt. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.